Looking for something fun, vibrant and charmingly local? Well, Randwick Council have got you sorted. The Spot On Street Festival has returned this year due to very popular demand. It has delicious food and drinks, local live music and entertainment. On the line now, we have Mayor Dylan Parker to talk to us about all things Spot On. Good morning, Dylan. How are you?
Good Monday morning. I'm very well.
That's great to hear. Can you tell us what we can expect from Spot On this year?
Yeah, we have had a huge lineup for Spot On this year. It has been a successful return by popular demand. Last year, we trialled, and the year before, a street closure of St Paul's Street in Randwick in the heart of the spot, where essentially we take back the street from cars, close it off, and let live music in the restaurants and bars spill out onto the street with our outdoor performers and live music. And the community's really taken it with both hands. And it's been a huge success. So we've run it over several Thursday nights for the last couple of months. And the last last two spot-ons for the year are coming up. We've got one on Thursday the 13th of November and then the last one on the 27th of November.
Yeah, awesome. I can't wait. You've already had a few street festivals this year so far. What's been the general public reception?
Look, like all things, they start small and they really grow into something large.
Yeah.
Starting in the slightly cooler months, we shut off the street and we had probably about 1,000 people, so still a pretty big turnout for
That's
the first
awesome.
One. But for the last couple, we've been topping 4,000 to 5,000 a night of people. Mostly locals popping down, but people from right across Sydney to check out the live music and themed entertainment. Each Spot On has had a different theme and the community is really embracing it. The last one was a mixture of a Halloween, Dia de los Muertos kind of theme. Kids were in costumes. There were big performers on stilts dressed as, and I don't want to mangle the pronunciation, but the big walking skulls on stilts as part of that ongoing Mexican tradition as well. Much loved by the community. They really took it in with Latin music. This time around, we've got a Celtic theme coming up with all things Celtic and folk.
Wow.
So you name it, pop on down. But it's really, the community's embraced it. But not just music, we've had everything from trivia. We did film trivia as well, and we had over 20 teams participating from the community handing out movie
awesome.
Vouchers. Yeah, so it's been a bit of a street party and the community has really embraced it. It's a model which we've trialled and we're going to try and keep as a semi-permanent fixture, because in the end of the day, streets are great for cars, but sometimes at the end of the day, they're for people and we want to be able to take it back and really enjoy that outdoor space in the heart of the Spot Town Centre, which is a really, you know, thriving. It's not a particularly big town centre,
yeah.
But it's one where the community has really embraced having it as a bit of a live entertainment, food and drink.
And that's a really great turnout for these Spot On festivals happen on Thursday night. So 4,000 to 5,000 people on a Thursday night out and about when most likely they've got work on Friday morning is really great. It's good to see.
Yeah, we actually picked Thursdays after feedback from local businesses. They were saying, and when we met with them saying, what can we do to help? And they said, look, our Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays are actually pretty good for trading, but we get a real lull on a Thursday.
Mm.
So anything which we can do to actually spread that across the week. And for locals, it means that you get entertainment on a Thursday night, a Friday night, a Saturday and a Sunday, if you're interested. But as well, post-COVID, what we know is the Thursday's the new Friday for lots of people as well. So anything to spread out the fun.
Yeah, awesome. And Spot On is all about supporting these local businesses and also local artists. Why should the community get behind this and support an initiative?
What we've really found is that rather than importing in, you know, big festivals from big promoters, which is totally fine, locals were saying we want a bespoke offering, but we want to enjoy our local businesses and support our local businesses in a new format. The feedback from people is they're saying, look, actually, we like popping down a backcountry, we like visiting the Ritz, we love all of these businesses, but we want to see them in a new light, and they've really embraced it. And what the local feedback from the businesses as well is they've been able to increase their trade by fitting far more patrons on. They've put on special offerings. There have been special Spot On cocktails that I'm aware, and the feedback has been really great. And at the end of the day, we're only able to do this because we've been able to partner with the New South Wales government. So a big shout out to them for the funding as part of the Open Streets program. Always happy to spend your cash, but more importantly, recognise that it's actually a great community street party because of that support.
Absolutely. And what has been the most exciting part of Spot On thus far?
Oh, my favourite bit is there was a fantastic Latin band that we had last time and watching the whole community get out and dance and salsa. Some young, some a fair bit older, but they still had the moves. So that was definitely a highlight for me. But we've also had competitive chess competitions, not something that you would expect for a street party, but watching a chess champion take on 15 people at once turns out can pull a crowd. So
very nail-biting.
With the right MC hyping, it turns out that chess can also be something, a spectator sport.
Yeah, awesome. And is there anything else that 2SER listeners should know about this year's Spot On? Where can they head for more information?
So if you are keen, Spot On is, we've got two more. Jump onto the Randwick website, www.randwick.nsw.gov.au, or even better, if you're born this century, just put Spot On into Google and it should pop up, and it's got the lineup coming up on Thursday as well. Solganic is a big local hit, but in addition to that, the last one, it's got all of our future lineup, and there's a big Celtic theme as well.
Unreal. That was Mayor Dylan Parker on Randwick Spot On Street Festival. The entry is free, so there's absolutely no reason not to attend. You can find more information after the show on the 2SER website. Thank you so much, Dylan, for your time this morning.
Thank you.